With your coronavirus update for March 31st, I'm Jim Watkins. This report sponsored by Florida Vacations at siestakeyyes.com. We'll take a look at trends here in the U.S. shortly, including the nation's hotspots and concerns about increases of new cases, plus vaccine news and lockdown updates. But first, an overview of the world at large. Looking at seven-day trends, we are nearing the 130 million cases mark. Deaths from COVID now stand at 2.9 million worldwide, recoveries at just over 104 million people. According to the World Health Organization, there are 22.1 million active cases of coronavirus globally at this hour. Just over 96,000 of those are considered serious, representing 0.04% as of midnight Tuesday. Seven-day trends, new cases are up. Globally, 11.7%. Deaths are up 8.2%, or 9,789 people a day on average succumbing to COVID-related death. Brazil, the U.S., Italy, Poland, and Russia comprise the top five most deaths reported from COVID-related illness on Tuesday. Brazil leading with over 3,800 deaths reported in one day yesterday. This brings the total number of fatalities from COVID to 317,000 in Brazil, still below the U.S., which is leading the world with 564,000 deaths since reporting began last year. Meanwhile, deaths in Brazil have risen 125% from 30 days ago. Looking at the U.S. now and seven-day trends in new cases and deaths, new cases have increased in the United States by 12% at just over 65,000 per day. Deaths are down 2% at 977 average deaths per day from COVID-related illness. Top five states with the most activity remains the usual suspects because of population mostly. Texas reported a decline of 16% in deaths since last week at 103. California average deaths are down slightly 4.3%, with 176 people per day on average dying from COVID-related illness. New cases are down 7% from last week and down 51% from last month. That's good news for California. Florida has seen a 44% increase in average daily deaths from last week, from 52 to 75, but still down 44% from a month ago. Deaths from COVID in New York down 33% at 91 people per day succumbing to COVID-related illness. New cases are up slightly by 3%, which is almost statistically flat. And in terms of people vaccinated here at home in the United States, CDC reports 95,063,200 people have received at least one vaccine dose, or roughly 28% of the overall population. Of people over the age of 65, 15% have received at least one vaccine shot as of midnight, March 30th. Total number of people now fully vaccinated stands at 53 million, or roughly 16% of the U.S. population. In the news, 13 countries say they are not happy with the World Health Organization's investigation into the origins of the Wuhan virus, according to a report in the Washington Post. Adding to the suspicion of the origins, the World Health Organization has revealed they hadn't even investigated the escape from lab theory. Such a revelation has drawn the ire of critics who believe the government of China is hiding key information which would reveal the true source of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The U.S. is among those countries expressing concern. Mutations could make current vaccines ineffective in a year, so says a coalition of over 50 worldwide organizations who published their survey earlier this week on Oxfam.org. Nearly three-quarters of those surveyed, including epidemiologists, virologists, and infectious disease specialists from institutions including Johns Hopkins, Yale, and others, said that open sharing of technology and intellectual property could increase global vaccine coverage and effectiveness. The People's Vaccine Alliance is calling for the lifting of pharmaceutical monopolies and the sharing of technology to urgently boost vaccine supplies to deal with the variants. And that is a look at the top stories, including the most recent statistics. Follow us online at Candidly Speaking for all of this data, available at your fingertips 24 hours a day. Brought to you by Florida Vacations, siestakeyyes.com. Your room is ready. I'm Jim Watkins with your coronavirus update.